In this bulletin, French President Emmanuel Macron vows to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral. A huge spike in the number of measles cases. And in rugby union, the Wallabies coach says he won't select Israel Folau to play again. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire. Flames that began in the early evening burst rapidly through the roof of the cathedral and engulfed the spire, which toppled, followed by the entire roof. A French firefighting official says the structure has been saved from total destruction, and firefighters are optimistic they can salvage its main towers. President Macron says the cathedral will be restored to its former glory.
From tomorrow, there will be national subscriptions that will be announced well beyond our borders that will call on the greatest talent, and there are numerous, that will come and contribute, and we will rebuild it. We will rebuild Notre Dame.
A huge plume of smoke wafted across Paris and ash fell as the cathedral burned. Mary Mayhew lives near the cathedral and has told Al Jazeera it's a sad moment for Paris.
Well, it's one of our landmarks, so it's same as the Eiffel Tower. It's like one of the churches of which we're the proudest in Paris, and it's everyone knows it. And I was riding my bike just earlier, and I saw the fire, and I was like, oh my God, please let it not be Notre Dame that's burning. And then eventually it is. It's really, really sad.
Architectural historian Jean-Louis Cohen has told France 24 the Notre Dame Cathedral survived the French Revolution as well as the First and Second World Wars. He says it's a national symbol of proportions that go beyond religion.
It is a great work of art and shaped by religion and for religion, but it has taken the weight of a national symbol. To give an example, after when the Germans had left Paris in the summer of 1994, the first gesture of General de Gaulle was to go to the cathedral to celebrate a mass there, because it was a message of national resurrection.
The United Nations says the number of measles cases reported worldwide in the first 3 months of 2019 has tripled compared with the same time last year. Provisional data from the Bloc's Agency for Health, the World Health Organization, indicates all regions of the world are seeing outbreaks. The latest figures follow consecutive increases of measles cases over the past 2 years. Dr. Christina Kritzinger, a measles expert at the WHO headquarters in Geneva, says it's a concerning trend.
Madagascar's an island community, and since an outbreak in 2003, they really haven't had measles cases. And measles vaccine coverage has been somewhere around 60%, so quite low, which means that when measles is introduced into an island like Madagascar, it's like dropping a match into a gas can. It just is quite explosive.
The Red Cross has vowed to continue searching for a New Zealand nurse who went missing in Syria more than 5 years ago. Louisa Akavi was delivering medical supplies for the Red Cross when she was abducted in 2013, along with six colleagues, on a road between Idlib and Damascus. Four of those kidnapped were freed within days, but the New Zealand nurse is still missing, along with her two Syrian drivers. Dominic Stillhart from the International Committee of the Red Cross says the organisation has searched relentlessly for the trio ever since. He says it's believed Ms. Akavi has been performing medical duties at hospitals and clinics under IS control.
I can't even start imagining the suffering and hardship Louisa has gone through. What we actually know is that Louisa has been working as a nurse during her abduction, which shows her dedication and commitment to the mission and mandate of the Red Cross, caring for people affected by conflict.
In rugby, Wallabies coach Michael Checker has defended Israel Folau's right to his conservative religious beliefs, but he says he won't select him to play again. Checker's comments come after Folau was formally issued with a breach notice by Rugby Australia over controversial posts he made on social media saying hell awaits gays. He has 48 hours to respond to the notice, which states he has committed a high-level breach of the Professional Players Code of Conduct, warranting termination of his employment. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 32. Melbourne, becoming mostly sunny, 29. Hobart, partly cloudy, 25. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, a possible shower, 24. Newcastle, shower or two, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two and 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.